Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on April 23rd or 24th, depending on where you live in the world. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies could influence your path. So before we get into that, of course, this is a general reading. If you would like a personalized forecast or reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look at each life path number. Life path number 5. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 13-4 at this full moon. So this could be an opportunity for review and modification. And so any sort of area within your life where you've been overly strict or overly rigid or feeling really confined, this is going to sort of ask you to take a closer look at that, right? What is it that's holding you back? What is it that's confining you or restricting you? Is it actually something that's tangible or that's rational, or is it something that's irrational? Is it more about fear, or, you know, are you yourself creating a self-imposed prison type of situation? Is it your thoughts? Is it your actions, your belief systems that's actually keeping you sort of overly rigid in some area of life or keeping you restricted? This energy is going to come in and say, let's review this, let's modify it, let's break free, right? Which is right up five's alley to be a little bit more free. But sometimes you can be caught in that shadow period of the five, or that shadow area of the five, which is overly restricted, right? That's very much like, lives in more of deprivation. And so you could see that this energy comes in and sort of shakes that up a little bit and get you a little bit uncomfortable. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're the one that's going to have to review and modify. The universe can assist, but you're the one that's going to have to make those changes. And so this is going to be a time where this full moon is going to say, let's shine a light on this and let's clear it out. Let's change it up a little bit. So you could also, at this time, meet some really wise or helpful people. So, you know, like a mentor or someone who you just really look up to could, you know, agree to sort of take you under their wings, so to speak. Or, you know, it could be as simple as like you come across a book that you just, you know, your life is changed through the aha moments that you receive through reading that book. And it's not that the other person is necessarily, you know, this guru or whatever. It's just that their words have an impact, right? They're able to unlock something within you that opens you up to a bigger side of yourself. So you could meet people at this time who can be very helpful in your progression forward. And it can be around work or relationships or whatever. But you could see that sort of more mature or emotionally mature or very wise people enter your life at this time. And so I would say, you know, be very open to what you have to gain from that, what you can unlock within yourself through your experience with this other person, or again, through you know, reading their work or something like that. Also taking a class or something like that is also possible at this time if you feel called to it. And that can sort of, again, open you up to greater opportunities. You could also see that people who are in a place of, I don't want to say authority, but in a place of, you know, who have the ability to open doors for you at this time and create new opportunities for you could come in. So you might have access to new opportunities at this time. And of course, I would say go for it, because you definitely probably have something to gain from it. You might notice that you have to change your plans up a little bit. This could be a period of changing plans, new ideas, changing your location as well, because the four can often indicate the home, like a house, right? So you could be buying or selling, moving locations, moving communities at this time. And it could also be with work. So if you were working at a place for a period of time, you might change jobs and have to change locations. So that could come in as well. There is an element of completion with this full moon. So there might be some things that need to close out so that new things can come in. And I would just say, of course, be as adaptable as possible, but you're a life path five, so you are probably very used to change. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, fives. Bye for now.